First off, I want to thank you for coming to my blog and looking at my Chris Cornell track by track review. But I wanted to take a moment to talk about celebrity musician deaths and the impacts they had on me growing up. And the first one I remember as I was growing up, the first celebrity musician death was in 1977. My mom was crying and I didn't know why. And it turned out she had just heard Elvis Presley had passed away. And so she's crying, and because she's crying, I'm crying. And I didn't even know, Elvis that well at that point. But I've always grown up and I've become a fan of his. Great musician, a fun actor, seemed like he had a nice, warm personality. And then after that, growing up, I'm sure there were others, and I'm sorry if I missed some big ones, but the next one that I remember that really had an impact was John Lennon's assassination, essentially, his death. I just remember that was a big one. I didn't know John Lennon's work, and I had a few songs of his that I liked, and of the Beatles, but I wasn't one of those crazy Beatles fans that, that they were out there. But that was certainly a huge celebrity musician's death. And then I guess after that, the next one that I can remember that's coming to mind right now is Kurt Cobain. And I remember I was driving to work, and then they had mentioned it on the radio. And I think I cried. I was like, oh, no, because I love Nirvana and I loved his work, and he was one of my favorite rock stars. And then, of course, since then, there's been many, many, many deaths. And then this brings me all the way to Chris Cornell. By this time in my life, Chris Cornell had grown on me so much that I considered him my favorite rock musician, one of my favorite male vocalists, period, of all time. So that one really hit me hard. And it wasn't long after that that Chester Bennington also passed away, I believe, from suicide. And I don't think there's another word for it. It hurts. It also brings back, kind of those sad feelings when you've lost family members. I've lost both my parents and uncles and aunts and grandmas and grandpas, stuff like that. And kind of brings all that, and it kind of reminds you that life is precious. Love those who you love. It's not permanent. You're not promised your next breath, So, anyway, I don't mean to be so depressing a subject here, but I was really impacted by Chris Cornell's passing, and I really wish that he hadn't that hadn't happened to him, that he hadn't or that that hadn't happened. Because I really think that he had much more life in him, much more to give, many more albums, many more things that he could have done and accomplished in his life, whatever he wanted. So, anyway, I hope you enjoy this little excerpt, and thanks for listening.